You're listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
July the 17th, 2019, we're going to start beefing up our troops along the southern border. The Pentagon now moving forward, sending an additional 2,100 troops. They will join 4,500 others already at the border. And also in Texas, 1,000 Texas National Guard members provided by the governor will be moving in to help Customs and Border Patrol, Border Protection staff as they try to deal with some of the temporary migrant holding facilities. And of course, as last month, Congress finally got around to approving $4.6 billion humanitarian aid to provide additional resources for migrants coming across the border. But our intent and our plan and what we need to do, our mission, is to stop the flow of illegals. Mexico's been more and more helpful. That's a plus. But again, we are sending more troops to the border to help make sure we're doing a better job. Here's what we got coming up in the next 2 hours. First of all, more fallout over President Trump's tweets, which are now banned racist. They don't even question it. They just flat say on their banners across their mainstream network, racist tweets. Trump is racist. They don't even try to document anything. They just put it out there because they're preaching to their choir. And all I would say is include all of his statement. Can you do that? Can you include more than just that part, go back home? No, because that would ruin their narrative. We're going to get into that in more detail. And meantime, Nancy Pelosi is trying to separate from the squad, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the rest of them, and yet some of them are now turning around lecturing Pelosi. Hey, we are women of color. You got to watch how you treat us. She's a racist. That's right. They've already suggested she is. They're back to calling her that. Anybody they don't agree with, they're going to call a racist. In the meantime, we also have an immigration reform plan proposed by Jared Kushner, which might solve some of the issues. Oh, speaking of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she's facing a new challenge when she runs again in her district, assuming she does. She might be ready now for primetime Hollywood and just walk away from politics, because that's all she has done since she got in office. Grandstand and show up at every camera that's on any network. But this new challenger says all you're doing is showboating. You haven't done a bit of work for us. We'll get into that story. And then when you try to help the homeless in L.A., they had a plan. They thought, look, we'll get them out of their tents. We'll get them into some homes. And immediately, those with that plan are blamed almost racist. Yeah, we'll get into that. And, of course, at this time, 50 years ago, Apollo 11 was en route to the moon. Now NASA is saying our next stop will be Mars. And we'll finish the 2 hours talking about a porn actress now leading a new church. Speaking of churches, there's a church in Virginia that posted this on their board outside the church after President Trump made those remarks to the four progressive congresswomen saying, go back to the countries from which they came. I'll repeat to you again. Yes, I know Trump is wrong on that point. Three of them are U.S. citizens by birth. The other, Omar, came here as a refugee from Somalia when she was a young teenager and then later became a U.S. citizen. And, of course, he pointed out how bad Somalia is and said, go back to the country from which you came. And that's been the lightning rod for the mainstream media. But they're ignoring the next part, where he says, go back. fix the problems there, then come back. If you're racist, why would you invite them to come back again? Come back and show us how it should be done. Well, here's what the church did. The church posted on their board outside the church, America, love it or leave it. Well, I'm going to take a break. And when we come back in the next hour, I want to say something. I'll be very direct with you. Some of you are going to say, boy, Larry, that's it. You're clearly a racist as well. Really? Well, get ready to hear what I have to say when we continue. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
You're listening to Larry Connors USA. To call in locally, dial 314-821-0590. Dial 314-821-0590. Dial 314-821-0590.
Wellington Environmental specializes in making your world safer and can save you a lot of unnecessary fear. One client called frantic. A test sample for an indoor swimming pool showed evidence of Legionella bacteria. Well, that meant the entire pool would have to be drained, then washed with acid. But Wellington Environmental found the pool was safe. The test sample was a false positive. In another case, a homeowner said a buyer had just backed out of a closing. The building inspector claimed he had found evidence of mold in a closet. That could be scary. Could certainly cost the deal. Wellington Environmental found it was not mold. It was traces of asphalt from the wheels of a suitcase. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
You're listening to Larry Connors USA. To call in locally, dial 314-821-0590. Dial 314-821-0590. Dial 314-821-0590.
I started singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Here we go. Here's your serving of red meat. More fallout over the Trump tweets. And they're being banned and labeled racist. What did he say again in the tweet? He was addressing four freshman congresswomen, and they quickly put out, and we're of color. He didn't mention that. They want to bring that up. And he was chastising them because they're constantly attacking and demeaning the country. That's what they're doing. And he said, why don't you go back where you came from? There was the lightning rod that everyone seized on. Well, first of all, I'll repeat again. Trump is wrong on that point. Three of them born in this country. The fourth, refugee from Somalia, became a U.S. citizen. So they're all Americans. What he was referencing to, particularly Congresswoman Omar of Somalia, go back to that country that's all torn up, doesn't know what it's doing. Fix that. Fix it and come back and tell us how to do better here. You never hear that part. I just reiterated. You never hear it. You don't even see it when the mainstream media starts putting up the tweet of the president. They just kind of gloss it off and ignore it. But that's a vital part of this. Because what racist tells you to get out, but then come back? So here's what I'm asking you. If I say, and I don't know who you are, all I'm saying is if you do not love this country, then pack your bags and go elsewhere. If you are constantly going to accuse this country of being racist and demeaning and ruining the nation and the world, pack your bags and go somewhere else. There are a lot of people who would love to come in and live where you're living. They would love to have your kind of breaks, your kind of privilege by simply being born in this country. Does that make me a racist? Did I mention your race at all? Did I mention your gender? Did I mention your sexual preference? Did I mention your religion? No. Did I say if you disagree in this country, go? No, I didn't say that either. I said if you're constantly tearing this country down and, for instance, not standing for the flag on a constant basis and just mocking this nation, yeah, in that case, I say pack your bags and leave. Do you have a right to do everything I just said? Yes, you do. You do. And I'll defend your First Amendment right to do it. But generally, the American public is getting fed up with it. Or are they? We'll take a look at a couple of polls in a moment. First of all, one group had decided to document how many times CNN, NNN, and MSNBC used the term racist between Sunday and Tuesday morning, just in that period. Just in that period. CNN, 636 times. And MSNBC, 471. In other words, between the two of them, 1,100 times calling Trump's tweet racist. Again, they think if we just keep saying it over and over again, it'll be an accepted fact. We'll go through a couple of surveys here. For one thing, let's look at a poll that would support what they believe. And in this poll, this is a USA Today poll that says a clear majority of Americans say Trump's tweets were, quote, un-American. Most Republicans say they agreed with his comments. More than two-thirds of those aware of the controversy, 68%, called Trump's tweets offensive. Among the Republicans, 57% say they agree. But again, I want to make sure you have the balance. If I were trying to hide things and cover it up as the mainstream media does, I would never read this survey. You would never hear it from me. If you got anywhere else, good luck with that. But I'm never going to say that a survey shows a majority of Americans say Trump's remarks were un-American. You know what that tells us, though, really? It is a matter of perspective. Perspective. Are we allowed to decide racism on perspective? It's their opinion. I can't tell them they're wrong. It's their opinion. By the same token, there's another poll here. YouGov poll. 9 in 10 Republicans support Trump's comments directed to those Democrats when he said, go back, and then they add this, and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which you came. And again, he was talking to four women who were all American, but he was looking primarily at Congresswoman Omar from Somalia. And I watched CNN tonight just jump all over. They said, look, he's repeating. Anderson Cottonmouth. Anderson Cooper Coppermouth. Was saying over and over again, this is the same thing folks would do when the boats came over from Ireland that stand out there and say, go back, go back. You can't come here. That's what Trump is doing. And when the Chinese came, go back, go back. What he said is, go back, fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which you came, and come back and tell us how we should do it here. So I'm a racist because I agree that if you don't like this country, you're always going to be BITing about it. Pick a time that you want to pack your bags and leave. We'll be glad to help you. Now, I am tired of those who continually tear down this country and yet enjoy everything this has. And I think about all those people trying to come into this country, legally or illegally. And, of course, you got Congresswoman Omar of Somalia. If her family had not decided, you know what, we could have things better in America. Let's go to America. We would never have heard of her. She would still be stuck in Somalia. And if she were stuck in Somalia and you went to her today and said, would you like to come to the United States? She would say, absolutely. Jerry is weighed in on Larry Connors USA Facebook and said, by circling the wagons around the four freshmen of the apocalypse in the Democrat Party, the leadership of the party has forever embraced the extreme radical alt-left. And Jerry, I think you're right on target. And in fact, Nancy Pelosi is worried about that. And Brian has said he disagrees with Jerry. But I'm going to agree with Jerry. And in fact, wait till you hear what's going on with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Nancy Pelosi. In the meantime, Donald Trump is thanking Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez because the latest Rasmussen poll, in spite of the tweets, shows he has a 4-point approval bump. He said, thank you to the vicious young socialist congresswomen. America will never buy Iraq. Now, what tonight is, Trump was in Greenville, North Carolina for a rally. And as he was talking about those women, and as he said each of their names, the crowd would yell, send her back. And of course, the mainstream media said, see, he's inciting, he's baiting them. It's not a dog whistle. He's using a foghorn to say, let's get racist tonight. They are wrong to do so, the crowd. And he is wrong to let it continue. He should pull a plug on it, say, enough of that. That's what he should do. I'll be very direct. The president just said, cease and desist on that point. But the president has been constantly assailed by the left since the moment it was clear he won the election. Most presidents coming in have somewhat of a honeymoon with the press, not this president. The attack, the resist movement began immediately. So I can understand his frustration, his anger, that everything I do, I get pummeled and beat up and trashed and slandered. So why not? But as I said, Pelosi has her own battle going on with her progressive women of color. Please stand by.
You can follow Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA at Larry Connors USA.
You're listening to Larry Connors USA. To call in locally, dial 314-821-0590. Dial 314-821-0590. Dial 314-821-0590.
Bed bugs. Ugh, they can show up everywhere. Oh, sure, your house is clean, but you take a trip, they might come back with you. Luggage, clothing. Rodner has a unique way to locate bed bugs within minutes. Rodner has two dogs trained to do the job. Clue and Hazel, very cute, very effective. Go to Rodler.com and get more information. Rodler Pest and Lawn Solutions, serving this area since 1956. To get rid of any pest, Rodler.com.
You're listening to Larry Connors USA. To call in locally, dial 314-821-0590. Dial 314-821-0590. Dial 314-821-0590.
My love has come along. My lonely days are over. And life is
this is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So Trump the other day, in additional tweets talking about the progressive women, and they want you to know they are of color, he said, in America, if you hate our country, you're free to leave. The simple fact of the matter is the four congresswomen think that America is wicked in its origins. They think that America is even more wicked now, that we are all racist and evil. They're entitled to their opinion. They're Americans. And I'm entitled to my opinion. I just think they are left-wing cranks. They're the reasons we have instructions on a shampoo bottle, and we should ignore them. He said the squad has moved the Democrat Party substantially left. And some of the others taking note of what the squad has been doing point out that listen to what we hear from them. Abolish ICE, calling law enforcement Nazis, anti-American, anti-Semitic rhetoric. That's exactly what they do. And no one is beyond their reach or their vile attitude, and you cannot tell them anything because they know everything and they are the final arbiter. For instance, on CBS this morning, two of the congresswomen, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Tlaib, were speaking about their relationship with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. And Cortez said, "I'd be absolutely ready to meet with her." And Tlaib offered Pelosi pointers on how to deal with her and her colleagues. She said, basically, Pelosi has to acknowledge she's Speaker of the House. She can ask for a meeting for us to sit down, but she has to acknowledge she's lecturing. She's lecturing Nancy Pelosi, their House Speaker, their leader in the House, this upstart freshman group. She says she has to acknowledge the fact that we are women of color. Do you think Nancy Pelosi doesn't know that? So they're pulling the race card on Nancy Pelosi as well, that she has to acknowledge the fact that we are women of color. So when you do single us out, be aware of that and what you're doing. In other words, you're saying, Pelosi, you're a racist when you single us out. And then she went on to say, especially because some of us are getting death threats. So now they're blaming Pelosi for the fact they're getting death threats. Went on to say, because some of us are being singled out in many ways because of our backgrounds, because of our experiences, and so forth. And we are women of color. They are representatives, supposedly, to U.S. Congress of their districts. I don't care what their color is. I don't really care what their religion is. I don't care what their sexual preference is. I care what they're doing for their country while they're there. And they have not done anything. They've been busy showboating and grandstanding constantly. Oh, they pointed out, tomorrow or this week, we're going to vote on a federal $15 wage, minimum wage. Well, I'm going to have a story a little bit later that's going to tell you how good that's going to be for the nation. But Nancy Pelosi is trying her best to step away from them to the extent that she's got to push back against Trump, because Trump's trying to say, well, they're the face of your party, aren't they? In other words, they've hijacked your party, Nancy. And during a Capitol press conference today, she said, hey, with all due respect, let's not waste our time on that. We're not having Trump set our agenda. We're setting our own agenda. How about you set an agenda that starts getting something done? But Trump is right. He says the Democrat Party is substantially left because of these four women. And as I said, what they want to do is abolish ICE. They call law enforcement Nazis. They don't like our police. On and on. They don't like our troops, our soldiers. They don't like our flag, our national anthem. So, yeah, I'll repeat it again. You won't call me a racist? You're entitled to do so. I say, pack your bags and go. If you're not going to love the country, go. Go to a country you will love. And I'm sure you could find some country that would love to have you. And you could speak out as much as you want to over there and see if your head is still attached to your neck. Oh, by the way, today the House dealt with that resolution introduced by Congressman Al Green of Texas, Democrat. He's been pushing so hard, a third time now, pushing for an article of impeachment against President Trump. He did it the latest because he said, our president is a racist. That's an impeachable offense. Well, they decided to table the resolution. One lawmaker simply voting present. So many Democrats say, we do not want to get into that. It's not going to be good for us. It's going to hurt us. But some Democrats are still saying impeach Trump. And I'll remind you, Congresswoman Tlaib, when she got to D.C., when she was first in D.C., one of the first things she said is, I'm going to impeach that mother effing in the White House. That's what she went to the White House, to the Congress for, is to impeach the president. They haven't done that. They haven't done anything for the nation. Not one thing other than suck up all the airtime on CNN and NN. And that doesn't bother me one bit. But what they're doing through the network appearances and everything else, they're getting justified and validated. Not here. Not now. Not tomorrow. And you know what's happening in Mexico regarding illegal immigrants? I just wonder if these four freshman congresswomen want to go to Mexico and tell Mexico how racist that country is. Please stand by.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
You're listening to Larry Connors USA. To text the show, it's 855-282-8255. It's
855-282-8255. And it's bad. Leroy Brown, the baddest man in the whole damn town. Better than old King Kong, meaner than a junkyard.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So here's the deal with a new proposal that will help deal with some immigration reform. Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law, has been working on this, and they're trying to present it to Congress. President Trump today publicly endorsing it during a cabinet meeting, and he said it's the best of everything. That's what he's saying. Actually, he said this yesterday. I didn't get a chance to get into all the details of it yesterday. He said our country really has a tremendous immigration gap. He goes on to say the plan doesn't make every needed change, but it offers the country a viable path forward. For one thing, it has an updated legal immigration system allowing entry to low-skilled workers with a merit-based system, prioritizing immigrants with special skills. A lot of folks are going to say, well, there you are again. You're trying to impose something on them. Canada does the same thing. If you want to become a citizen of Canada, or you even want to get into Canada to go to work, you have to go through their merit system to show what kind of skills you're going to bring, that you're just not going to go into Canada and become a bum and live off their socialist program. If you got special skills, you got more merit points. The proposal also would include a national federal employment verification program, E-Verify. That federal program would be used to check whether new employees were legally allowed to work. Conservative groups, of course, long pushing for that. A lot of business, big business against it. But maybe it's changing now. The idea being that we can get cheap labor, we can continue doing our business great. Well, I think it's time to stop that. We deal with Americans, we pay them well, and if you're not paying enough, well, then you're going to have other Americans lying at the door and say, I'll take the job. It's a start. Is it going to solve anything and everything? No, it's not. As I said, the issue in Mexico for many, even among the left, they think, the Mexican government is all for illegals crossing their northern border coming to our country. That's been the case in the past. But when this president said, if you don't start breaking and these caravans apart, and if you continue to let them wind their way all the way through your country to our southern border and then come across, we're going to start hitting you with tariffs. Well, they immediately tightened it up. They sent additional Mexican troops to their southern border. They've been trying to put a wall in place down there because they don't want illegals coming across their border. What an ironic twist, right? And they've also sent troops to their northern border, which borders us, to do what they can to stem the tide of illegals trying to get into the U.S. There's a new survey out by the Washington Post. This survey just coming out, it was taken July 9th through the 14th. So just wrapped up 3 days ago. Face-to-face interviews in Spanish with 1,200 Mexican adults. Because you can't call them. A lot of them don't have phones. So they did face-to-face interviews. Here is what they found. The positive results are getting a negative reception at the Washington Post because they didn't expect to find that. But here's what they found. More than 6 in 10 Mexicans say migrants are a burden on their country. Their country. Why? Well, because they take jobs and benefits that the Mexicans say belong to me. I'm a Mexican citizen. These illegals are coming in here. Does that sound familiar, friend? Does that sound what we repeat here? And the Mexican citizens are saying 6 and 10? Hey, I should get those benefits. I'm a Mexican citizen. I work here. Why are we going to let these guys come in and take our jobs and benefits that belong to us? And 55% support deporting immigrants who travel through Mexico to reach the U.S. They're all for rounding them up and sending them south again. So the analysis of this clearly shows these findings do defy the perception that Mexico, that has sent millions of its own to the U.S. in the past, is sympathetic to the surge of Central Americans, but no, we're not going to do any more. In other words, this defies that perception. They're not in favor and sympathetic to them anymore. And in fact, the data shows Mexicans have turned against the migrants traveling through their country. The Mexican president had agreed to step up Mexico's immigration enforcement to get out of the tariffs I mentioned a moment ago. And many analysts thought his base would be disillusioned by that. And he had long pushed for migrant rights and the freedom of movement for asylum seekers. That's what he had done. And the Washington Post, with this survey, said that the president had gotten relatively high marks for his treatment of migrants and his belief they should have free movement. And in fact, 44% were saying he had done a good job. Not so much now. Not so much now. This poll shows a 37-point drop in the number of Mexicans who say migration helps their country. A 27-point spike in the number of Americans who say immigration, illegal migration, hurts their nation. When you break it down on a graph, asking these Mexican citizens, what should your country do with the migrants from Central America that cross your country trying to reach the U.S.? I gave you a part of this survey a moment ago when I said 55% of them said they should be deported to their countries of origin. Oh, my God, you know what that is? Send them back where they came from. Racist as hell, isn't it? Send them back where they came from. We don't want the brown menace here. Oh, wait a minute. Remember how that phrase brown menace was applied to Trump? These are Mexican brown people talking about other brown people from Central America. But they're saying clearly, which I guess would equate to racism, send them back to their country. 33% surveyed. Give them temporary residency. It's not defined as to what they mean by temporary. What would be temporary if we started letting illegals in this country? We'll give you 30 days, 3 months, 30 months, 30 years. 7% of the survey said, give them residency in Mexico. In other words, don't do temporary. Just go ahead and say, we'll give you residency in Mexico. And you know what? Here again in this issue, which you would think a lot of folks are polarized and have their minds made up, out of this survey, 6% have no opinion one way or the other. No, don't bother me. It's not my job, man. I don't care. It's not my issue. I got my own thing to do. A lot of Americans are the same way. But what I am looking at this, when I see in this survey, 55% say, send them back from where they came. Deport them to their countries of origin. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the rest of your squad, have you seen this survey? MSNBC, CNN, Don Lemon Fruitcake, Anderson Cottonmouth, have you seen the survey? Are you presenting it on your outlets? Are you saying that how racist this is? That they are telling people to go back from where you came? This is the same thing Anderson Cottonmouth was trying to make a point tonight talking about Trump. Trump is just like the days of old when the boats would come in with Irish citizens and he'd immigrants, people would stand on the dock and shout at them, go home, go back where you came from. Trump did not say anything like that. And he went on to say, that's what it's like. What I just described to you with Mexican citizens in their own country, that's what they're trying to say Trump is doing and reflecting, it is truly reflecting, what did happen in this country back at that point in our history. Those already here did gather at the pier and shout out to the Irish coming, go back where you came from. Despite your potato famine, starve, don't come here. And when the Chinese came, go back where you came from. And the Germans, anyone else that would seem to be different. Until we begin to realize, look, these people can come here and add to our community, and they want to be part of this nation. They're not coming here to overthrow it and change it. They want to be part of this. They want to be Americans. And they have since built for themselves and their families and generations since a solid nation and families who live here and love it. Unless they've been drinking the liberal tap water and Kool-Aid and they suddenly realize this country's not so good after all. And if so, I repeat again, then pack your bags and move out. Lightning round when we continue. Wellington Environmental specializes in making your world safer, especially for our children. A national chain of daycare centers that opened a facility in Washington, D.C. But soon, toxic vapors were discovered leaking from the ground. Wellington Environmental responded and put in a vapor seal so the children were no longer in any danger. Now, in another case, a child was playing with a toy in his basement. And like kids will sometimes do, he was putting the toy into his mouth. He got sick enough to be taken to the hospital. And what had happened? Wellington engineers and a chemist found traces of rat poison. So Wellington professionally cleaned up the danger. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Time for the lightning round. Brought to you by John Beal Roofing. Repair or replace your roof before bad weather. Call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Dateline, Florida. In Florida, the guy says, I know he was sleeping with my wife. I followed him around. I know he was. So he broke into the guy's house, held him at gunpoint, tied him up, cut off his penis, and ran out the door with it. Oh, they caught him. No word on, well, you know. So I was mentioning earlier this next week, members of Congress are all excited because they're saying, hey, we're going to prove to you we're doing something, especially the Democrat freshman squad. Such as we're going to vote on federal wage $15 an hour going into effect 5 years from now. Let me give you a lesson, which if they knew any economics, they should see from previous events. But here's the latest. There's a group called Restaurants Unlimited. Owns 35 upscale restaurants on the West Coast, 7 in Seattle. They said, look, we've had an issue in Portland. We had to raise the wages to $12.50 an hour, an increase of 35%. San Francisco's minimum wage, 41% to $15.59 an hour. Seattle, a $15 minimum wage. We can't do it. We can't pass all that along to our customers. So we have to lay people off, and now it's reached a point where we have to declare bankruptcy. And now, what do you think is going to happen to all those folks who insisted on getting $15 minimum wage to do the same thing they had done previously and without any additional training? What do you think? We're going to have more homeless, clearly. This should be a warning to everyone listening, because you probably might have been almost caught in one of these yourself, or you have a relative that could be. This involves an 82-year-old woman. She got a phone call, one of those robo phone calls. They said, "You have just won a large cash prize. All you have to do is pay the taxes. Pay the taxes." Well, she sent $6,000 immediately. She didn't get the reward at that point. They said, "Well, we're going to need a little bit more before we can release the money to you." She wired $8,000. And then she was told, "We're going to still need a little bit more. Oh, we're almost ready to release it." In the end, this woman and her father helped send some of the money because she was panicking and desperate. He thought, "Well, I think it's a scam, but I mean, mom needs it. I'll do what I can." This 82-year-old woman had bags of receipts in her closet showing money sent not only to this but other unknown accounts, had taken out a second mortgage on her home, drained her life savings, cashed out her life insurance, and she had $69 in her bank account when she killed herself. So coming up in the next hour, we've got several things we want to break apart for you. I also want to take a moment to remind you, and many of you know this already, Larry Connors USA Facebook, all the programs go up as a podcast after they air here. I'm often asked, "Well, when are you on?" And I tell them, "Oh, that's kind of late. I can't listen." I understand. That's why the programs go to Larry Connors USA Facebook shortly after we air them. You can hear them on a podcast. Very simple to do. Or you can go on the internet, LarryConnorsUSA.com. You'll get the same thing. Lucas will take care of all that for you. In fact, I got an email the other day, and I'm sorry to the person that sent it. I misplaced it somewhere. I'd send you a direct message. When it came, I could not respond, and said, "I listen to you in Oklahoma. We listen to you constantly through your podcast. We don't get to hear it live, but then we bring it up and listen to it the next day." I thank you for that. I thank all of you. Whether you're listening on podcast or live, I truly appreciate it. I'll take a moment to discuss, because we have raised the issue before, I'm not sure what the future of this program is at this station. We're still having talks, but I want to see this program have a wider audience and a better time, and they know it. That's why I came to this station 2 years ago, and things changed. I'm not pulling the blame card. I'm not trying to diss anyone. I'm just simply saying it did not work out as, well, I was told, but also as I expected it. Let me put it that way. Let's take the civil approach on it. But I am working on options. I could just walk away and say, "You know what? That's fine. I'm done. I've spent 50-plus years in broadcasting, a news anchor in this market for 26 years at the last station, and even before that, been anchoring this market for 35 years or better. So I could just say I've done it, and I don't want to go back on TV. I could just say it's enough. I can move on. But the point is, I love doing this. I love doing this program in particular. I love this because I can say what I want, when I want, and I can get into details and discussion and opinions that I could not as a news anchor, and you shouldn't. And of course, nowadays, news anchor, they go ahead and do it anyway. They don't have a problem of mixing their opinions with what they claim to be facts. Yep, you're right. I'm talking about Anderson Cottonmouth and Don Lemon Fruitcake and Jim Acosta accosting Acosta, all of them. But the other thing about it is we are coming up on a major election. This is going to be even bigger than last time, because of the efforts to try to get Trump out for the last 4 years since he won. And if you thought the left went crazy last time, You wait till Trump wins again, and I think he will. He might not, but I think he will. And this program is not to promote him and say that he's that good and everything else. It is to promote a lot of things that I believe in, I think many of you believe in. And unfortunately, sometimes when you express that, you get labeled a racist. I would remind you, Congressman William Clay of St. Louis said, if you had to resort to using the race card, as they did against Pelosi, then you must not have a good argument. But they'll continue. And as long as we can, we will continue for you. We'll be back in the next hour.
You've been listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.